Hello, friends. Welcome back to another episode of the Aligned Hygienist Podcast. I'm your host, Caitlin, and I'm excited for today's episode. We are diving into ergonomics, and I actually want to talk about five no-nos when it comes to ergonomics if you want to avoid and ditch pain and enjoy a long-lasting career in dentistry. And this doesn't even, for the most part, some of these aren't even clinically. So if you're not clinical, still tune in. I think you can get some benefits here. For those that don't know me, I'm a practicing dental hygienist of 15 years, yoga therapist and ergonomics consultant, and the founder of The Aligned Hygienist. I'm passionate about helping dental professionals and dental teams not only ditch pain, manage stress, but really come together to create a bigger impact for our patients and our communities. So before we dive into today's episode, I would love to hear from you. So if you are tuning into this podcast and you have a burning question, a topic that you would love me to cover or to share more about, or you took one of my courses and you're like, Caitlin, this one thing, can you dive deeper into, or could you have this person, this amazing human on the podcast? I would love to hear from them. Please send me a message. You can reach me at hello@thealignedhygienist.com or send me a message on Instagram @thealignedhygienist. I just truly love hearing from you all, whether it's just to hear that you are tuning in and you're listening, if you have specific questions or any feedback you have, I'm here for it. Okay, so we are going to dive into not necessarily ergonomic no-nos, but really just some ergonomic tips and recommendations for you. And I want to be clear here, I'm a practicing dental hygienist of 15 years. For those that don't know my story, within a year of practicing as a dental hygienist, I began experiencing multiple areas of chronic and acute pain. Part of it was due to my really bad ergonomics. Part of it was I was young and dumb. Well, I say that because I wanted to work 6 days a week. I was on a mission. I continued to work my part-time job at Panera Bread, you guys, for like months after I became a dental hygienist until I realized like more I make in a shift, I make more in an hour down the street from my house as a dental hygienist than I do at Panera. What am I doing? But I was just burning myself out. I ended up in a pretty tough space, but I also was in a really bad car accident when I was 16 where I hit black ice. I hit a tree and hit a curb and I flipped my car. I actually came out of my seatbelt. I came out of it like we'd say fairly unscathed. I had a concussion. I broke my nose. They had to snap it back into place. Bumps and bruises. My ego probably took the biggest shatter. But what I didn't realize till I became a dental hygienist, so 8 years later, by the time I realized it was probably about 10 years later, but I didn't realize that from that car accident, my body was completely out of alignment, like my actual skeleton. So my right side was more forward than my left side, like my right shoulder. So my torso was twisted. I had pretty much no curve in my neck, my cervical spine. So my head was forward, like a forward head carriage. And I had a couple other fun things going on. My pelvis was twisted. One side was higher than the other. But all of these led to being in really acute pain and really not knowing what to do, making really poor posture decisions, making really poor ergonomic decisions. So I'm sharing all of this from a level of knowledge as an educator and as your colleague, as your girl who has made mistakes and probably every mistake in the ergonomic book. And that's a big reason of why I do what I do. Okay, so let's dive in. The first thing is to focus on your posture and your positioning first. So often we focus on getting the patient back, you know, back in the chair, laying them back into a position, and then contorting our body to meet their mouth and to be able to have access into their mouth. One of the first and most important places to start is your posture, understanding what neutral posture is, starting to build that in and understand the importance of your positioning. So this is actually very, very relevant for my dental hygienist, but really anyone in the dental operatory, making sure that you are squaring your patient when you are working, whatever that looks like. Ideally, we are, if you're right-handed, I'm left-handed, but I always just use this. We're in an 11 to 12 o'clock position, ideally, a lot of the time, sometimes ranging and doing some teeth procedures at 9 o'clock. My biggest thing is don't get caught up in all the other things before understanding and implementing and really integrating your own posture and your positioning first, because your room can be set up around your posture to some extent. Your patient can be put back for the most part to support your posture. And that's what we want to focus on. I feel like this is a whole other podcast episode, is what is good, what is neutral posture and what is good positioning. So if you're curious, I would be happy to share more. Okay, number two is to ask for what you need. No matter where you're at in the office, this is relevant. So asking for what you need could be asking your patient kindly and gently to slightly move their head, to slightly lower their chin so that it makes your work easier. Asking for what you need could be a hygienist or an assistant or even a doctor getting or asking for instruments that would support their body in the work that they do. This could mean asking for your office to invest in an intraoral camera for you. This could be so many things. Don't be afraid to ask for what you need. And especially if you are struggling, don't be afraid to ask for what you need. And I don't mean we all, you know, just ask and we're going to get everything that we want and need. We have to be sensible with our asks and what we're looking for, of course. But I truly believe in equal investing from a clinician and a practice and even the patient and that patient experience. Ask for what you need. You never know. First of all, and it's okay not to know what you need. Hey, doctor, my back really hurts. I don't know what I need, but something isn't working. Could you help me? Could we look into saddle stools together? Whatever that is. Hey, patient, my back is really, really hurting. Is it okay if we use this cushion behind the back of your head to lift your chin up so you can see me a little better? And if it's too uncomfortable, we can try something else. Ask for what you need. Don't be afraid, especially those of you that we tend to, as dental hygienists, be people pleasers and we want our patients to like us and we want them to have a great experience, but at the detriment and at the compromise of our own health, and we cannot do that anymore. It is not sustainable. Okay. Number three is to invest in your health, whether it's through education, learning more about ergonomics, investing in loops, ergo loops, or a saddle stool, getting support if you're struggling or you want to avoid struggling. Our health is our greatest tool for everyone, but especially for us as dental professionals. We have to protect it. We have to nurture it. We have to fight for our health. If we want to feel good and have a long-lasting career in dentistry, we have to invest in our health. And for some of us, this comes really easily. For some of us, this doesn't. For some of us, I don't know who you are and what you're doing, but for those of you that are out there that just have been in dentistry for 40 years and aren't experiencing pain, I am so happy for you. Tell us your secret. Sometimes you have no secrets, though. But either way, invest in yourself. Don't be afraid to learn more, to want to grow in your health and in your career. That's actually, if you're a dental hygienist, by the way, I'll share here, the doors for Hygiene Well are technically open right now. But Hygiene Well is my 4-month coaching program for dental hygienists where ergonomics meets yoga therapy. It incorporates weekly self-study ergonomic and wellness trainings, a yoga therapy class series, which all those classes and trainings, they're on demand. They're under 30 minutes. So great for busy dental hygienists. And you get lifetime access to all of them, even as I change them, which I am always evolving my programs. And then we have group coaching calls twice a month. So you get to ask questions, get support from me and from like-minded dental hygienists. We do an ergo clinic 1 week and a posture clinic where you send in photos and videos and I get to give a quick assessment of what's going on and what I recommend. And then we also have a WhatsApp chat for like daily questions, sending photos, celebrating wins, quick things throughout the week or things you want to go over during the coaching call. So we start in mid-March. If you're interested, it's technically 50% off right now, making it only $199 compared to $399. I'll put the link and the coupon code below, but feel free to send me a message on Instagram or an email. Just type Hygiene Well. Let me know if you have specific questions or if you want more details. Okay, number four is avoid the chicken wing. This is especially true for my hygienist. And I'll say not even the chicken wing, but avoid these really challenging positions that we put ourselves in. Again, arm out to the side is the chicken wing. So your elbows kind of dangling out in space. That puts so much pressure on your neck, on your shoulder, on your arm. It can cause a host of issues all the way from neck and shoulder problems, even to hand and wrist. So focus on if you are a chicken wing person, whether it's one or both, whether it's small or big, I see you, I was you. Keep your elbows in towards the sides of the body, a long spine, the shoulders are down and back, and ensure that your wrists are in a neutral position when you're practicing. So, with that said, typically, if we are practicing at a 7 to 8 o'clock position, obviously, this would be different for my left-handed people. If we are practicing at a 7 to 8 o'clock position, we are typically, remember when I just shared about squaring the patient, focusing on your neutral posture, we can't square the patient at a 7 to 8 o'clock, which means we are typically twisting our torso, twisting our body. And most often, I also see that chicken wing come out. So, if that's you, I'm calling you out. Pay attention, take time to correct it and avoid it. These little things that we do that in the moment for that patient, for that appointment, we think is so little. I even just thought of the idea of, for those of you that might not have loops and or a light on your loops, which if you don't, I highly recommend, especially if you're a hygienist or dentist. But if you don't have a light and you are relying solely on an overhead light and you are moving that light multiple times throughout the appointment, multiple appointments throughout the day, multiple days throughout the week, that adds up. Think about that movement that you're doing with your arm and your shoulder. Those things add up over time. So while in the moment they seem really small, they're a lot, I don't want to say bigger, but over time, over a career, over a decade, over a year even, they add up. They create an imbalance in the body and other parts of the body has to compensate. Creates a ripple effect. So pay attention, come back to good alignment and good posture. For those of you that aren't clinical, that might be sitting at a desk, but this also goes for my clinicians that also use a computer, right? So when we talk about our posture, neutral posture and avoiding a chicken wing when we are clinical, the same goes when we are at a computer. So you actually want to make sure that if you're at a computer, your elbows are pretty close towards the sides of the body. That when you're using the mouse, your arm isn't all the way out to the side. That when you're typing on the computer, your hands aren't really, high elevated or reaching far forward, or you're not rounding your back. The same concepts and foundations apply when we are talking clinical than when we are talking about working at a desk. Okay, which leads me into our next piece is set up your workspace so that it is designed to support your neutral posture. You need an additional cart. All right, and that leads me really well into my last recommendation is to pay attention to and focus on your workspace. Setting up your workspace so that you can maintain neutral posture and positioning. So for a hygienist, this is making sure that the operatory that you are working in, whether it's on a regular basis or for that day, is shifted and adjusted so that you can avoid making those really poor movement patterns, right? Poor movements of twisting to grab instruments at your rear delivery, or even just a backwards reach to grab the air water syringe, making sure that everything you need is accessible, and how can you set up your workspace to make that easy for you so that again, you can maintain neutral posture with avoiding these reaching, leaning, twisting, and grabbing for different things, or even getting up in the middle of a procedure and having to grab your extra instruments because it's not accessible, whatever that looks like. So, setting up your workspace so it's designed to support your body. And if you have questions on this, again, all of these pieces I feel like could be their own episode. So, if you are interested in learning more about how can you set up your workspace, send me a message. If you're a hygienist specifically, we do go over this in Hygiene Well, like I mentioned before, my 4-month program. So that is it for today. So the main pieces are to ask for what you need, to avoid chicken wing, to focus on your posture and your positioning first, to invest in your health. And then lastly, making sure that you set up your workspace, whether it's your clinical operatory and or your computer situation, so that you can maintain a neutral posture positioning. I hope this was helpful. I hope you enjoyed. If you have other questions, send me a message, let me know. Otherwise, let me know if you enjoyed this episode. Send me a message on Instagram. Send me an email, hello@thealignedhygienist.com. I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. I hope you have a great week. I'm so excited to be back in the podcast game with you all. And if you ever have suggestions or topics you want me to dive into, let me know. All right. See you next time, friends. Stay aligned.